Welcome to the Zach On Leadership Podcast. I am your host, Zach Hughes. Today's episode is entitled, What's the Difference Between a Director and a Vice President? 8 years ago, when I started Zach On Leadership, some of my very first blog articles were about helping people advance in their careers. I love techies. I'm one of them. I spent years of my career as a technician and engineer. Then I advanced and started climbing the corporate ladder. I truly believe that techies make the best technology leaders, but few of them are equipped to succeed in leadership. That's where I come in. I detailed the pathway that I took so others can follow in my footsteps. I have links to the original articles in the show notes. They are 8 years old, but still tried and true. I cover rules for advancement from newbie to tech lead, from tech lead to manager, and from manager to director. I was a director at the time I wrote those articles. About 5 years ago, I was promoted to vice president. Ever since that happened, I figured I should add another chapter to this series, but I resisted for a variety of reasons. First of all, when I wrote that last chapter about advancing from manager to director, I'd already been a director for 4 years, so I was pretty comfortable describing the difference. When I had initially been promoted to VP, it felt like bragging to write about my promotion on my blog. Additionally, it was so fresh that I didn't believe I could clearly articulate it with a good perspective. Now that 5 years have passed, I think I can finally do it justice. Before I get into it, I'd like to reference one more of my past articles. I wrote this one explicitly for directors. It's called A View from the Middle, Understanding the Unique Value of Middle Management. There's a link to it in the show notes. If you're a director and listening to this, I recommend reading that article. Now, let's get on to the main subject. What's it like to be a vice president, and how is it different from being a director? I'll start off with the caveat that this is simply my point of view. This varies from company to company and from industry to industry. But I think there's enough common wisdom that this will apply broadly to all who seek executive leadership. Number one, span of control. In the hierarchy of the organization, you usually need a significantly sized team with multiple layers of management under your direction. That's not always the case, but it sure helps. If you lead really big teams and you've already established that you can scale your capacity and develop leaders within your team, then you probably have what it takes to get to VP. If this is a challenge for you, I recommend that you read an article I wrote called What Does It Mean to Be a High Capacity Leader? You can find a link to that in the show notes. Number two, an officer of the company. Vice presidents and above are typically designated as officers of the company. That's a loaded term. It means they have responsibilities for financial controls. They bind the company in contracts. They have fiduciary duties. This is a big deal. It's also a mindset shift. Directors and down the hierarchy are simply employees of the company. Vice presidents are employees too, but they carry an extra burden. If you're curious about what that entails, read your company's bylaws. It should be spelled out there. Number three, enterprise first. Every vice president has a particular area of responsibility in either a function or a business unit, and that's a key piece of the job. But also, when you're an executive, you're a member of the executive team. This team is charged with developing and leading the entire corporation as a whole. At times, it means putting the interests of the company over the interests of the department you lead. If that makes you queasy, I get it. But as an executive, this is where your heart must be. If you need to work on that, I recommend reading The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team by Patrick Lencioni. The team you are on is more important than the team you lead. Number 4, executive presence. To be honest, I sort of hate that term, but it is what it is. It seems to be very much in the eye of the beholder, but I will offer you my own definition. It's a whole more than dress for success. Can you command the attention of a room? Do you speak with confidence? Are you comfortable in your own skin? Do people naturally look up to you? Are you seen as an expert in your field? Are you decisive when you need to be? Are you visionary and inspiring? I've spent a lot of time working on this. Like any other skill, you can learn it, but the key is you have to want it. Number 5, board interaction. Once you reach the vice president level, that's when board interactions usually start. That's very different from any other corporate meeting. There are Robert's Rules of Orders. There are pre-reads. You have to present your knowledge leveled appropriately to the governance needs of the board, which is challenging. Number 6. The Rule of Thirds. I first heard about the Rule of Thirds back when I was a director. Seriously working on it made me ready to advance to vice president. Here it is. 1/3 of your job is to run your function. 1/3 of your job is to influence the company. 1/3 of your job is to influence the industry. Okay, I know what you're thinking right now. You're thinking, I'm probably running at 98-1-1, maybe 95-5. Can you fathom getting to 33-33-33? Well, you can't unless you get seriously good at delegation, influencing the company, and influencing the industry. These are no longer development opportunities. It becomes the job itself. If you need to work on that, I've got an article just on that topic alone. You can find the link to it in the show notes. Those are my observations. I could go on, but I think those are the big differentiators. Here's the best part. You can work on all of these as a director. The more you do, the more you ready yourself to get to VP one day. I hope this helps. I think many perceive the jump from director to vice president as just another rung on the ladder, but this one is different. I think there's enough uniqueness that it's worth pondering and experimenting with these skills as a director. If you have make it to VP as a career goal, then I just provided you with some excellent items to populate onto your development plan. Get to work and good luck. That's all for this week's episode of the Zach on Leadership podcast. Thanks for listening.